This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the Battery Doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Lemonade! Fresh squeezed lemonade! Lemonade? Oh, nuts.
Is your business struggling to be seen? Not reaching the right customers?
Yeah.
Odyssey's here to help. Your one-stop shop for digital marketing.
Wait, really?
With targeted digital media, plus SEO, SEM, social, OTT, and more, we help your business reach the right audience and drive results.
Whoa, hey, one at a time.
Stop missing out on valuable customers. Visit digitallocalads.com to learn more about our local advertising solutions. That's digitallocalads.com.
Okay, people, line starts here.
All right, let's get to the Magic Hat.
It's the Magic Hat.
Yeah, baby! That's what I've been waiting for!
Bring it on. Basically, a bunch of topics.
Yeah.
And we have no idea where the sports gods want us to go.
Okay.
Until Swag pulls it out of his Magic Hat.
Hocus Pocus, where are you?
Now something. You see me. Now you don't.
It's magic.
It's simply what it is. It's magic. We don't know what's going to come out of this hat.
Where is that rabbit?
Abracadabra, MFers. Let's do the magic hat.
The only thing this hat's good for is the trash can.
Oh, all right. It is time for the magic hat. It's Thursday. Good morning. Van text lines 503-864-6326. Look, I got some stuff in that hat. All right. I got some stuff I've been noting throughout the week that I got in that hat. Brandon has got some Magic Hat stuff, and I'm very fascinated because he's teeing it up as very personal stuff, more so than did you see the Ice Spice slap at McDonald's stuff?
No, but I loved Charles Barkley's analysis of it when that came up on Inside the NBA.
The Slappy Happy Meal?
Yeah. That's
what awesome. Have you ever come close, ever in your life, to having a confrontation at a fast food restaurant?
No.
Even if the order's wrong or somebody's being a D-bag in the restaurant, you've never come close?
No.
Okay. I've had an experience with somebody that's actually had a confrontation.
Interesting.
Boy, it's uncomfortable. But all right, let's dive in. What's the Magic Hat want us to start with today?
Let's see. Let Granny play.
Let Granny play. Is that yours?
No. No. Remember, some of these are rollovers, right?
Yeah, that ain't mine.
Okay.
Yeah. Let Granny play.
This is why we need dirt.
I wonder what old person he's talking about in sports that wants to play.
Watch us
have like 8 different ones from last week.
Oh, guess what? It's mine first. Honey, where is my shirt? All right. So...
Yes, this is already off. Let me just say it's a great start.
We're already off the rails here. Okay. All right. So if you're lucky enough to have a loving wife that loves to raid your wardrobe and like to wear your outfits from time to time, it's fun if it happens every once in a while. It might, you know, perk up your interest a little bit. But my wife has gotten to a habitual state of where every time I see her when I get home or when I wake up, she's wearing a sweatshirt of mine or she's wearing a hoodie, sweatpants.
Yep.
And I'm not mad about it. I think the only part I get mad about is when she puts it back in my closet. After wearing it. And it's either A, it's dirty.
Yeah.
Or B, it's not in... I'm an organized closet type of guy. I have to have my hoodies my sweatshirts with my sweatshirts, shirts and shirts, stuff like that.
Okay.
But she just throws it in there. Not even caring a world where it is, or
it's kind of all over the place.
It's just a mess.
Yeah.
So, I don't know. Is that a Is that any experience that you deal with at home?
Yeah, I actually have been dealing with this more, I would say, the last year to 2 years at my house. So my wife is 5'5". She's very short. I'm 6 foot, so we have a height difference there.
Sure.
My clothes on her look huge.
Right.
But she's in on the bigger clothes era.
Yep.
And so I'm not, it doesn't catch me off guard to see her wearing a shirt of mine. Some shirts I'll get rid of or I want to get rid of.
Sure.
She'll take them. I'm thinking they're going to a donation.
Right.
And the next time I see it, she's made it into like a crop top oversized shirt thing. And I'm like, wait a minute. So it's not unusual. She doesn't really wear my hoodies, right? She's not really dabbling into my pants for the big baggy pant look. The shirts thing I'm familiar with. Let me just say, I don't mind it. But also, like, if she just wears it lounging around, I'm the opposite of you. I don't care if she throws it back in the closet. I will hang it back up.
Sure.
Now, you can make an argument of, hey, dude, just your body oils and the accumulation of stuff, like, everything should be washed. Dirt is I wash literally every ounce of clothing that I buy before I wear. Like, when you buy underwear pack, do you wash the underwear or will you just pull it out of the pack fresh, put it on?
Wash it first.
Yeah, see, I'm the opposite.
Okay.
I understand wanting to wash some clothing items.
Sure.
But underwear, I'm ripping the pack open and I'm putting them on. Okay. He is not that way. You are not that way.
Right.
So your problem wouldn't really be a problem for me.
Right.
To me, it's more about how much stuff is in your closet, lady.
Right.
Because you ain't wearing it. Yeah. You're wearing my closet, which is like cool. You like my clothes.
Which is like a third of your closet. Yeah.
But it's, yeah, like what's happened to your
to
stuff?
Your clothes.
Yeah. Why are you wearing my clothes?
Exactly.
In a weird way, it's somewhat like a compliment. It's a little sexy when they wear the big clothes.
Sure.
But also, I can understand your thinking of if you're a really neat, tidy person, and I also am not quite that.
Yeah.
Like, I have a hoodie right now, and it's, like, half off the hanger. And it's driving me crazy, but I'm also too lazy to just put it back in.
Right.
If I'm you, and I have a really put-together organization situation, and she's just willy-nilly throwing it around.
Right.
We're having a conversation.
Yeah, yeah.
A polite, calm conversation. I have a hard time viewing you, not knowing you enough to say this. A hard time viewing you ever really raising your voice and
being I would never bring it up. That's just kind of like an internal quirk. Like, can you just at least put it with the where you found it last instead of just throwing it in there?
You strike me as like, hey,
oh yeah,
could
definitely
you please put this away properly? And then when she like comes back, maybe a little more aggressive energy, you go, no problem, no problem. Yeah. You walk away and you internalize it and you wait for the magic hat to address
it.
Am I right on that?
Yeah, I'm the peacemaker. So this is probably where the only place where I would bring that up. And now when she listens to it, she's probably going to have a conversation about it after.
Oh, buddy, I can't tell you how many conversations I've had to have because of what we talk about on the air. And be like,
I'll just tell her it's probably the first of many that you're going to hear.
I mean, it's the job, right?
Stay out here, exactly.
But I think a lot of people are in your boat of the wife taking my clothes. What the hell? Why are you taking... It's one thing to wear a shirt every once in a while. Maybe you want to wear a shirt to go to bed or...
Right.
Every day? If it's becoming an everyday thing, you need to have a talk of, can we get rid of your clothes then? Are we just going to share clothes? Right. Is that where we're at?
Yeah. Only positive would be you're not going out to spend more clothes. Instead, you're just going to wear mine. That's okay. If you're going to save money in that case, sure. But you have... Your closet is literally twice the size, if not three times the size of my closet.
Oh, yeah.
What is wrong with your clothes?
The wife has always gotten the bigger closet, and I'm okay with that. I understand it. That's the deal. Is your wife, like, pretty tall, way
shorter?
No,
she's 5'2". She's 5'2".
5'2".
Or 5'4", I think, is the correct. But she's short.
Yeah. I know somebody that had this kind of issue a while back, and the funniest thing was them having the idea but not executing of, I've had it. I'm not arguing about this. I'm just going to put on one of her dresses and walk out and then just lounge around the house and like ruin something and see how she feels about it. Put my damn clothes back. Now, they never did that, but they were like, I'm driven to the edge of doing it.
Yeah.
But no, I can relate. My wife wears the clothes once in a while.
All right. Let's move on.
Let's get one more in before we break.
Yeah. Let's see if it's actually yours. All rise.
All rise. All rise. Is that mine?
that a rollover?
That is not mine. That's a rollover, man. As well. We got to get rid of these rollovers.
I know. Jeez.
The problem with the rollovers is we don't want to give away what the topic is. We want to kind of tease it.
Sure.
But we don't, you know, we're not following it.
Super Shiv?
Super Shiv. So this is a really fun one. Did you watch the last Superman movie?
Yes.
The blockbuster. So are you a Superman guy?
I can be, yes.
Okay.
I'm a big superheroes movie.
You like going
general,
to the box office.
So I will go see the DC. I will go see the Marvel.
Totally
go
get
see
it.
Those.
I'm more of a Marvel movie guy myself than DC. I love Batman's my favorite one, but I think Marvel makes better movies.
Right.
I did not see the last Superman. I'm pretty super anti-Superman. I think he's my least favorite superhero. I don't find him interesting in any way.
Okay.
That being said, the last one did okay, and people actually said it was really good. It was well done. They liked the guy who played Superman. So what are they going to do with that if it does well? Make a sequel.
Make another one. Yep.
There is a story out of the state of Georgia. Evidently, where they're shooting the next Superman, there is an entire prison population that now hates Superman. So because of where they're shooting the movie in Georgia, the prisoners are now going to be losing yard time, activity time, and they're going to have to be put in their cells for large stretches, much more than they're accustomed to dealing with, because they can't have prisoners out and about in the prison yard because of where they're shooting the movie. And this has sent the prison through a fury of, like, screw this guy, screw this movie. This guy can never visit this prison. He's going to get shivved. It's going to be the guy on Dave Chappelle's Real World when he's on the dance floor. And he's like, oh my gosh, I got stabbed. It's crazy that a movie is now going to dictate the daily schedule of people at a prison. But it's happening in Georgia because of Superman sequel.
That's the first. I don't think I've ever heard of that.
I hadn't either. I
mean, that's the last area that you want to mess with and have the wrong side of. So I thought... That's crazy. You want to make,
and by the way, this isn't gonna, like, for an 8-month stretch. This is going to be a very short period of time, but it's like,
yeah. Still enough to.
I don't have enough time. I don't have enough freedom in my life, and you're taking away some of the little freedom I have.
Right.
I've never been a Superman guy. That being said, I'd never heard of something like this happening before. Hey, we're shooting a movie somewhat near your prison, less yard time. Get in the cell. Like, they're never going to watch that movie. They're probably going to boycott that sequel forever.
Right.
And you know what? I'm weirdly standing with the prisoners here. What are we doing? We got to put them back in the cell more and drive them crazy? A lot of them earn that prison time.
Sure.
But, you know, it's kind of crazy that they're going to lose some prison yard time because Superman has to walk in the countryside of Georgia.
You will not be getting any autographs while they're out there.
Don't visit the prison. You're getting shivved. That's the takeaway.
That's the lesson.
That's the takeaway. More Magic Hat coming up next.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
Legendary doesn't happen by chance. It happens because it's what BetMGM does. Sign up for BetMGM and receive up to $1,500 back in bonus bets if you don't win your first bet. Get into hockey, basketball, and more of your favorite sports with same-game parlays, live betting, and more. BetMGM. Make it legendary. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to play responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 plus and present in Ohio. Existing customer offer. Subject to eligibility requirements. Rewards payback and unrestricted withdrawable funds. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. In partnership with MGM Northfield Park.
Hey, this is Richard Deitch, the host of the Sports Media Podcast. If you're interested in what's happening with all the places where you consume sports, the Sports Media Podcast has you covered.
I've been turning down interviews all week. Hoda Kotb reached out, Oprah, George Stephanopoulos. So I said no. I was booked on the Deitch Podcast before the Taylor Swift phenomenon. I must live up to my responsibility.
Listen wherever you get your podcasts.
On the Fan. All right, we're back. We got more Magic Hat. I'm out there screaming about the NFL draft. I turn the corner with a sales meeting going on. I'm just super loud. I'm like, oh, sorry. Awkward.
They should be used to that by now, right?
Many listeners, by the way, supporting you, Brandon, on the... Dude, my wife steals all my clothes.
I figured that was going to touch, you know, some people out there.
That's a normal thing.
I'm sure it is. Yeah. I'm sure it is. It's just, you know, it kind of boils up every once and again.
Isn't it funny how we grow up and at one point we just want a girl to do that. Like, oh, she's wearing my Letterman jacket. Yeah, oh, yeah. She's got my sweatpants on.
She got my jersey on.
She's wearing my basketball shorts. Right. Look how cute she is. Yeah. And then we get older and we're like, yo, I just washed those. I wanted to wear those. Not so sexy anymore. Somebody's saying, hey, maybe don't go to prison if you don't want to move. Look, we don't need that rational context. I'm siding with the prisoners. I can't believe I'm saying that. Elvis Batman movie. Yeah, I'm sorry.
Sure.
You might have to be in that story. This is Avengers Doomsday. I'm sorry. We need bad Tony Stark as Dr. Doom. We need him to be out there.
We need it in the prison.
But you guys sacrifice your free time. And by the way, this happened, I guess, here. We locally, because we had the movie Bandits years ago in the early 2000s with Billy Bob Thornton and Bruce Willis.
Okay.
And I remember that movie being a big deal because it was filmed here, and they had like one of the scenes where they have a car chase moment happen over by the Lloyd Center, and it was like, oh my God, dude, I roam around there all the time.
Yeah.
They did this down, I think, in the Salem area. They used the prison, so they actually had to put the guards or the prisoners away so they could actually film at the prison.
Nice.
So yeah, that happened. All right, let's roll on the Magic Hat. We got a fuck date around the corner. We had to get the NBA playoffs. We got draft day here. What is the Magic Hat telling us to talk about next?
They're back.
Yeah, I don't know. Do you call yourself like a big movie guy? Are you a movie buff? Are you a cinephile? Like, what? Are you a movie at all guy?
My average of being in the movie theater is probably lower to about once or twice a year.
Do you watch movies at home?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, movies are kind of a week with the wife or watch after the kids go to sleep type of situation sometimes. It depends on the movie because there's not really a lot of movies, like especially the new ones that you're like, oh, we got to watch that or stuff like that. Like there's only like a few that are like, oh, we have to see this or I'm going to wait until it comes out and then I'll see it.
But, yeah.
Yeah. Movies have kind of dropped a lot as I've gotten older. And I think part of it is just you have to babysit children in order to go to the theater in the first place, which is hard to find. So I would say, I mean, we just went recently to see Project Hail Mary. Great movie. It was really good.
Dude, Ryan Gosling's Castaway.
It's really good.
Space Castaway. This is me for 2 hours, buddy.
But no, not a big, I love the movie theater aspect. It's just getting too expensive and I'd rather save my money.
That's fine. I have a membership to a movie theater, so I get a free ticket every month. And some months I don't go, so it rolls over and you're like, oh, I got four tickets. Me and the family can go for free. I love the movie theaters. I would argue as much as the movie theaters might not have everybody love them back, although I did see the box office is more so far this year than it has been in a long time. So more people have gone to the box office this year, and I think part of that is the movies.
Right.
My biggest thing with streamers and movies is I think they've made too many. Like, if you went on to Prime or Netflix or Apple or wherever, you know, I'm like paralyzed by the choices.
Right.
This new movie, that new movie. The movie theater always told me what movies were out.
Right.
Whether you liked it or you went and watched it or waited for DVD, VHS, whatever. The streamer now is just like Mark Wahlberg in another Amazon Prime movie. That's kind of like the last one he made. He's got a lot of intense high scene action stuff with hijinks and hilarity. And it's like, it's the same movie. I'm not watching that. Kevin Hart starring in Netflix's next Kevin Hart movie, which is a lot like the last Kevin Hart movie. And I'm like, the movie theater, at least, like you mentioned Project Hail Mary, because that was my last movie theater movie.
Mm-hmm.
I was jacked to go to that. I bought the Project Hail Mary
popcorn tin. Oh, did you get the collectible stuff?
Yeah, yeah, dude. Nice. I'm like, yes, let's do this. And it was great.
Yeah.
Great movie theater movie. The reason I asked this is because we have two movies that we just got trailers for.
Right.
Spaceballs 2.
Oh.
Is going to come out.
Nice.
And we've got Fokker in Law.
Oh, yeah. Yep.
I didn't say the F word. Don't accuse me. But two movies, like one obviously a little more, I think, iconic to people in the Spaceballs realm. Now, no John Candy, obviously, right? Mm-hmm. R.I.P. But a lot of all of the other cast is coming back for that one, including I think they got Rick Moranis.
Mm-hmm.
And then, you know, I liked Meet the Parents. I liked Meet the Fockers. And I don't know if there was a third one, but I don't think I watched that one.
Right.
But this one's supposed to be Ariana Grande is now marrying into the Fokker clan. And he is going to become, of course, like Robert De Niro was to him. And right. De Niro's still in it. So, like, I'm just curious if those two kind of won an early 2000s throwback coming back with another sequel. And then an iconic classic movie finally releasing a sequel.
Yeah.
Does that do it for you?
Nah, maybe, but probably honestly not. I don't think I was big in that fandom when those came out initially in the 2000s. But it just adds to this trend, and I feel older and older every time it happens, where we're just bringing back these 20-year-old, 25-year-old movies, and we're going to get all the cast that are still alive. We're going to get them all together. It's just the biggest money grab that I see now in the movie industry is that we're going to recreate this. And, you know, all these old actors are trying to like just get as much money left as they can from all these nostalgia movies. And so I don't know.
So you're anti-Spaceballs having a sequel?
I'm not anti it. I hate the trend that we are losing the creativity in the movie industry that we have to just go back into the 20-25 year well.
It's hard to get funding for movies, though, and I think that's the difficult thing that Hollywood and all the movie makers have to deal with is the funding issue. Is just getting movies made is incredibly difficult. But
right.
I'm probably going to see both of these in theaters.
Yeah, sure.
I mean, I'm definitely going to see Spaceballs 2. I'm not expecting the Meet the Parents 1 to be amazing, but I like Ben Stiller. I think Ben Stiller is really good. Let's do one more Magic Hat, and then we'll get going here. We got the NBA playoffs rolling on tonight. A lot to discuss. Are you going to go see the Grogu movie? The Star Wars one?
Yeah.
See, that's coming out in May.
Yeah, I'll go see that.
I think that's going to be a great movie theater movie.
We binged Mandalorian all the time.
Yeah.
Spaghetti Spying.
Oh, I was hoping you'd pull it. You did. Yes. Great job.
Magic of the Magic Hat.
So, dude, I am one that probably talks too much about technology and stuff. I'm kind of old school. I'm legitimately, like, I think next week I'm getting a flip phone. Like, I'm going to walk into the store. I'm going to say, hey, give me a flip phone that's capable of doing this, 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 but will not allow me to do this, this, and that.
Okay.
So I'm a little bit of the anti-technology movement, right? It has its place. It has its purposes, but I think we're crossing over. There is a company that I've used quite often that is crossing the line, and I don't like it. And it's a very odd invention. Are you familiar with the pasta sauce company Prego?
Yes.
Okay, Prego, they make the spaghetti sauce. A lot of people buy it, you know, whatever.
Yeah, they're the standard, I guess.
Pizza sauce.
Type of spaghetti sauce.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Do you know what they're doing?
No.
They're launching a recording device, and they want you to put it in the middle of your dinner table, and they're calling it the Connection Keeper. And it's basically set to record your entire dinner conversation with your family.
Nah.
Now, it's got a wholesome feel, of course. We're not spying on you.
Yeah.
We're just recording all your personal conversations for memory purposes. And they're basically teeing this up as a memory device.
Yeah.
Like hey,
it's a vault.
Remember when the kids were six and they couldn't pronounce their T's correctly? Let's listen back to that. Get out of here.
Yeah.
I don't need pasta. I don't need big pasta sauce company in my kitchen. In my dining room, spying on my conversations. And by the way, 66% of the time, we're not even eating dinner together at the table. It's like, well, I ate it this time because they've got that practice, or I ate it this time because we got this thing. We're eating at different times because of crazy schedules now anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So dinner times at the table don't happen as often. Why would I buy this? Isn't this what the Alexa does? It's already listening to everything.
Probably, yeah.
So why do you need a Prego memory connection keeper device.
I just think it's interesting that it's Prego that came out with this. No, you got phones to do this. You've got...
They already do.
Yeah.
I literally had a conversation last week, and an hour after our conversation, the person I was talking to texted and said, they just put an advertisement for this thing that I did not look up.
Mm-hmm.
So they're already doing it.
They're already doing it.
So
you got your in-house webcams. You got...
So I need pasta sauce spying on me now? Let me eat my spaghetti.
I thought you were going to go, you put this in the spaghetti plate in front at the center of the dinner table.
No, you just put it in the middle of the table. It looks like an Alexa device, and it's supposed to just keep track of your recorded conversations.
No,
we
already have that kind of stuff. It's kind of like, it's like the Ring camera that's starting to like be more detailed with what comes across it.
We'll find your animal for you.
Yeah.
And you'll also identify who's walking by and
what
where
are they holding.
And
Yeah,
and then government needs something. Guess who's going to turn that right over?
I know, man. It's scary.
It is scary. Get out of here. Just make pasta sauce. Leave us alone. All right, there's the Magic Hat. We do it every Thursday at 9 a.m. Got some killer NBA matchups tonight. The NFL draft around the corner. And we'll get to all of that coming up next.
This episode is supported by Ring, because at the end of the day, your home is your sanctuary. And with Ring, it's protected. Whether you're across the house or across the country, keeping an eye on things shouldn't be a mystery. With the battery doorbell, you can keep track of your packages and see more of what's happening at your front door in real time. If you want to make sure your yard is safe at night, the Outdoor Cam Plus delivers a wide field of view and enhanced video clarity with Retinal 2K video. And for the ultimate in detail, you can upgrade to 4K cameras and doorbells featuring Retinal Vision. It gives you ultra-clear footage that actually lets you zoom in without losing those important details. The Ring system is helpful every single day. Like a lot of us, most of our shopping is done online. There's a certain peace of mind that comes with knowing exactly when a package arrives while you're busy at work or running errands. It's not just about the technology. It's about the relief of knowing your home is secure. It's incredibly easy to set up, and it gives you that extra layer of protection for what matters most. Your door, your yard, your home, your peace of mind. With Ring, it's protected. Shop cameras, doorbells, and more right now at ring.com.
It's Draymond Green, kicking off my 14th NBA season and the new season of my podcast. And trust me, I'm not holding back. Listen to the Draymond Green Show wherever you get your podcasts.